on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The 146th running of the Belmont Stakes takes place a week from tomorrow, and there is even more interest than normal this year because California Chrome stands a fighting chance of becoming the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. He, of course, won the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby a few weeks ago, and all eyes will be on the Belmont a week from tomorrow. My eyes today are at a beautiful exhibition about horse racing, and in particular about the involvement of black jockeys and other folks who worked at the tracks in Maryland and elsewhere. It's an exhibition called The Legacy of the Black Jockey Through Art. It's at Coppin State University in the Cab Calloway Room in the Parlett Moore Library. And with me is Camay Murphy. She is the daughter of the famous musician Cab Calloway, and she is the curator of this exhibition. Good morning, Ms. Murphy.
Good morning, Tom. It's very good to see you.
So you have beautiful paintings here by Nathaniel Gibbs and Tommy Roberts. You have artifacts from the track. You have a whole special section for children. We're standing in front of one painting here that's called From Hot Walker to Heidi Ho, and it concerns your dad, who had a very piquant interest in horse racing.
Yes, he did. And, of course, this was when he was a teenager and loved to go out to Pimlico. They would race the horses very early in the morning, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and the kids could go out and walk the horses after the racing to kind of cool them down. That's why they were called hot walkers.
So your dad did that as a little part-time job when he was a kid, and then his interest in horse racing continued throughout his life?
That is true. Every place that he went, if there was a track, he was there. He was very well known at Pimlico. He was very well known at Belmont. He didn't own any horses himself, but there were lots of races that were dedicated to him in places where he would visit.
Mm-hmm. There is a rich tradition, as one sees as one strolls through this exhibition here at Coppin State, a really rich tradition of African Americans' involvement in the horse racing industry. We're standing in front of a beautiful painting here that is of the middle of a horse race, and then superimposed above it is a portrait of a black jockey named Skeets Holland. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yes, yeah, Skeets Holland was an exceptional jockey simply because he raced for such a long period of time. Unfortunately, black jockeys were sort of replaced or displaced by white jockeys as the purses became larger and everything became a little bit safer. White jockeys wanted to get in on the money part of it, and that's understandable. But the black jockeys, not Skeets Holland, but of course Isaac Murphy, who's portrayed as next to his, he won the Kentucky Derby three times. And Skeets Holland was just a very skillful rider. And we had his daughter here at the opening, and she talked about his winning and sort of he and my father would get together over at Skeets's house and have a couple of drinks after the race. But he was a very, very skillful rider.
Give us a sense of the timeline of this. What would you identify as kind of the heyday of the black riders? And then when did the decline? You mentioned that all of us, you know, after a while, white riders sort of became the dominant force there. But what kind of historical timeline are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about 1854, really, until about 1911. That the black jockey was prominent. In fact, in 1875, which was the first running of the Kentucky Derby, there were 15 horses and 13 black jockeys. And the black jockey sort of gradually disappeared for any sort of tiny infraction, coming late to the track or whatever. He was then denied his license. And so he just sort of gradually disappeared. And now I think the track, the jockeys are primarily, some of them are black, but they're primarily from the Caribbean and South America.
When one goes to Pimlico today, in terms of the industry as a whole, not just the jockeys, but is there a large African-American presence in the horse racing industry at various levels and various kinds of jobs?
At some levels, but I think that when Sam Lacy was alive and he was writing for the Afro-American, he was always chiding people who were hiring grooms and walkers and exercise riders to hire more blacks. I think they've done a little bit better, but they could do a lot better as far as I'm concerned.
Is there much interest in horse racing in the African-American community at large in terms of spectators and people who want to go to the track and, you know, place a bet or two?
Yeah. I think they have a pretty good population of blacks who bet, who go to the track, who go to those off-track betting. But I think because there is just not that interest among the population in general in horses and riding as it had been before. Plus, you have to have a certain stature, and you have to be small, you have to be light, you have to be quick, you have to have good upper body strength to be a jockey. And most of the young black boys want to be basketball players and football players. So we're trying to let young people know that this is an industry in Baltimore. And if they train themselves and if they become part of the horse racing industry, that there are positions for them there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really beautiful and informative exhibition. You get a little history of some of the important figures in the horse racing industry, as you say, from the 19th century right through the present, plus some beautiful paintings, some beautiful artifacts. So thank you so much for spending time and walking us through. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming, and hidey-ho.
Hidey-ho, indeed. Kameh Murphy, she is the curator of this really terrific exhibition at Coppin State University. It's in the Cab Calloway Room. Cab Calloway, of course, the father of Kameh Murphy, here at Coppin State in the Parlett Moore Library. It's called The Legacy of the Black Jockey Through Art, and it's up here until a week from Sunday. So the day after the Belmont is your last day to catch this exhibition at Coppin State University. For more information and a link, come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning, and we will give you the link to where you need to go to find out more. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall for Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. Stay with us. Thank you.